Hey, y'all, welcome to What's Cooking with Paula Deen. And we got it cooking today because you know who I'm with? I'm with my good buddy, Jesse Blanco. And if you have had the opportunity to see Jesse's show, it's called Eat It and Like It.
That's right.
And Jesse goes all over in the southeastern part of the U.S. and just discovers wonderful food. And your show is on Sunday morning, right, Jesse, at 7:30 a.m.?
7:30 a.m.
Everybody, here. This is Jesse.
Hi, everybody.
He's done podcasts with me before.
Yeah.
And so I know y'all going to remember this handsome face.
Yeah.
He was in TV. He was a newscaster here.
Yeah.
For years.
Long time ago.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've been doing Eat It and Like It for 7 years, believe
Has it been seven years, Jesse?
Years. Seven
Heavens
years.
Heavens to Betsy.
Yeah, and true story, whenever I think this has gone on long enough, when does it get easier? Uh-huh. I go back to that chat you and I had at your house when you were feeding the squirrel.
Uh-huh. Oh, my gosh. Earl D. Squirrel.
Yeah. She was feeding the squirrel, and you told me that you and the boys did Lady and Sons for 11 years before your moment came.
Yes.
And so I think about that a lot. You know, year and a half ago, like, wow, this is just a grind, and I'm tired, mm-hmm, and it's, mm-hmm. And I thought back to that every time. Well, you got some years to go, my friend. Mm-hmm. And so, but it's going well. It's going well. So I'm pleased
with that.
You know,
you just never know what God's got in store for you.
Yeah.
Never know.
That is true.
And you know, we were like an overnight success.
Yeah. A decade in the making.
Only a decade.
Yeah. But as long as you enjoy what you're doing day to day, and even to this day, as long as we're enjoying what we're doing day to day, who cares?
I love what I do. I love my work. Love, love, love. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I couldn't do it.
Right. Sure.
You know, because I'm no spring chicken anymore. But I try to keep up with the chicks.
You're doing fine there.
Tell me, what has been going on?
Oh, my goodness. Well, we, like I said, 7 years, seventh season of Eat It and Like It. And we've traveled probably less as a whole, but getting smarter about it. When I travel, I shoot more segments.
Right.
And so you save them.
That's
you know, when you're first starting to figure it out, you race to Atlanta and shoot one thing. Now I'll go to Atlanta and spend three or 4 days
there. There you go.
And then you come
back. I mean,
back
when I go to a town, they're going to get all the juice out of me. You
exactly,
know?
Exactly, exactly, exactly.
But it's great for all concerned.
Correct.
You know, to get as much
correct.
Things in, as
correct.
Many things in as you can.
Correct.
Because that getting there and getting back home, that's the hard part.
Yeah, that is. But
so
you
might as well take advantage.
And then I learned, you know, you go through the grind. When I first started this, I was still a newscaster and doing the show. So by the time the end of my season came along around Memorial Day, you just don't want any more part of it. And you just want to stop.
Yes.
And then around August, you go, okay, I need to start thinking about what I'm going to be doing for September again. Well, now we've gotten in a rhythm where, you know what, I'm going to shoot more during the summer so that I'm not grinding in September and October anymore.
Uh-huh.
So we figured it out as we've gone along. I mean, you know, we don't have a big production company that knows and can book flights and all that stuff. So it's been grassroots, and we figured it out over the last few years. And so it's getting more and more fun.
So tell all our friends out there, Jesse, how and where they can get your show, because it really is a neat show.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, we air, like you said, here on NBC in Savannah Hilton Head Market. Highest rated local show in town.
Yeah. Is it really?
Yeah, it has been for years. But it's also available on YouTube at eatitandlikeit.com. All of the episodes are posted there by the night it airs. But this past season, we've been hanging around Savannah and Hilton Head more. I don't need to tell you how many new restaurants have come to this city.
Savannah is exploding, Jesse.
Yes.
In fact, all of my children... And I got a lot, you know, four and mates and children. And they're always talking about a new restaurant. And I'll say, where is that restaurant?
Yeah.
I mean, they're popping up like crazy.
They are.
So you got a lot of meat right here in this town.
And as a result, we've probably gone from maybe 65% of our content is local to probably closer to 75, 80, because there's so much we want to get to.
Listen,
I can do all Savannah and fill a season, but we try to mix it up, you know.
Yeah.
Vanilla ice cream, mix it in with a scoop of butter pecan, never hurt anybody.
No. Why don't you brought a little clip that you
could
show us, right?
I did. Yeah, the Starland area and everything that's happening there was our first episode this season.
Really?
On the Bull Street corridor on the south side of Forsyth Park.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that 3 years ago was, you know, a questionable neighborhood. And now
it was.
Yeah.
Now
you've got Back in the Day Bakery. Cheryl's been there for probably 15 years.
Yeah. I can't, when you say that, I can't believe it.
Right. But now everything's coming in around them at Back in the Day. And there's a brewery there. I don't know if you knew that or not.
No.
A brewery.
But
the
that
other
area
end of
is definitely being recaptured and put to work with a lot of businesses.
Yes. Right at the other end of Back in the Day's block is a brand new brewery. Literally brand
new. I'll be dog.
Yeah. And there's Atlantic is down the street. Starland Cafe. The guys who have been there for almost 20 years are right around the corner. And so
I've never been there.
Really? They do wonderful food. They're big in the movie catering here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, their food is wonderful. They're only open for lunch, 11 to 3, Monday through Friday.
And where is that?
It's right on the right, you know, the Popeye's Chicken is right back there, right across from Cheryl, back around the corner.
Oh, okay.
It's in a house, no big signs.
Oh, okay.
If you don't know, you don't know, but it's there and it's very popular at lunchtime. They have one of my favorite salads in the whole city.
Uh-huh.
It's called the Kitchen Sink, and they put everything on there. And I get chicken added to that because I'm a big boy, I got to eat.
Well, if you like salads, I'll tell you, I'll toot our own horn for a second, but Paula Deen's Creek House.
Okay.
Out here on Whit Marsh, we have some of the most incredible salads.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
Very good.
So if you're out in this area, stop by and have one because they are delicious.
Yeah.
Good old salmon salad, a tuna salad. Well, I'm getting hungry.
Yeah.
So make me hungrier. Let's watch that clip.
The space that you live in really affects the way you feel. So my first recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble. Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom made just for you, and they offer different service options to fit your needs. To get started today, contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited time offer, 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. Create a space that you're gonna love. For details about my special offer, go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula. Or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300.
They're about as universal in the South as NASCAR and sweet tea, even if they are sometimes met with contempt.
I got up that morning and they had this big pot of grits on the stove. They said, that's breakfast, you know, make your plate, sit down, eat. And I was like, what is this? Why would someone voluntarily eat this? I mean, it was awful.
But if you are used to them, you just kind of find a way to go with the flow, right?
I'll be honest, I think we probably grew up with the cheap, quick, instant grits. And then we obviously would learn about, the real thing and just fell in love with them.
And I really never revisited grits after that. It was just not a part of my life.
I enjoy grits. I enjoy bread. My mama, my wife and my mom are awesome cooks.
Making grits taste great is the result of practice, time, and quality ingredients. But how could something so simple taste so good? You can find them in some form on a good many breakfast tables across the South.
When you look at the label of grits, there's all these ingredients, and it's like, well, it should just be corn. That's all it is corn, right?
That's right, corn, run through the mill and turned into this. And the people behind some of the best around are trying to make believers out of us all.
Yeah, people freak out. They don't know what to do with it. And so we sit them down, we calm them down. We should sample them here, you know, get people really excited.
When it comes to grits, maybe even some shrimp and grits, we're going to show you where you will eat it and like it.
The space that you live in really affects the way you feel. So my first recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble. Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom-made just for you, and they offer different service options to fit your needs. To get started today, contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited-time offer, 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. Create a space that you're gonna love. For details about my special offer, go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula. Or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300.